Man from Workers' World Party. Please welcome Judy.
Sisters and brothers, I bring you warm solidarity greetings from Workers' World Party. Many of us are in New York City holding a parallel rally to this one. We will have, when it is all done, hundreds of thousands of people all over the country fighting against the war in Iraq. I want to thank ANSWER for inviting us to speak. All of us today are focused on the war in Iraq. We're also concerned about U.S. plans to invade and bomb Iran. We are very concerned about the continued U.S. occupation all around the world, Korea, Palestine, support for the State of Israel occupation of Palestinian land. We are very concerned about this war, but this war also has another front, and it is here at home, and it is waging strong, and we must be ready over the next year, this year. The Million Worker March on October 17th showed that working class people can take an independent stand against the ruling class. They can stand up to the Democrats. They can stand up to the Republicans. Right now, schools are closing all over this country. In Oakland, the Oakland schools are being sold to the highest bidder. But also at the same time, people are in motion. We must extend our movement to include the fighters, the gladiators, the activists in this entire war. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, are fighting Schwarzenegger's plan. Workers around the country, poor people fighting for health care and housing, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender activists standing up not only on the attacks for same-sex marriage, but the attacks around the very existence of the LGBT communities. We must join together and fight alongside our African-American, Latino, Native American sisters who are fighting for their very existence. That is the way we stop the war on Iraq, because of the money being drained there. All of our social services will be on the chopping block this year. Let us unite. It is a battle, it is a war with many fronts. U.S. out of Iraq, U.S. stop the threats against Iran and Syria, support the government in Venezuela, we will win!
Thank you very much, Judy. And next we are going to hear from Iyad Kashawi. Iyad is a Palestinian activist. He's a member of the Free Palestine Alliance and the ANSWER Coalition. Please welcome Iyad. Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Iraq now! Free Iraq now! Free Iraq now! Brothers and sisters, we're here to commemorate 2 years of U.S. carnage against the people of Iraq, with more than 100,000 dead, millions injured, and many more that are displaced and impoverished. 2 years of U.S. carnage, and the U.S. spent over $300 billion on a dirty colonial endeavor. Orders of magnitude more than they spent in relieving the victims of the tsunami in Asia. 2 years of U.S. carnage, and Afghanistan was not enough. Kidnapping Jean Bertrand Aristide and slowly suffocating his prime minister was not enough. Overthrowing Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, who later came back by a referendum of his own people. And that was not enough. 2 years of U.S. carnage and the U.S. attempts to destabilize Lebanon, overthrow the Syrian regime, and plant bombs here and there thinking that the Lebanese people do not understand their tactics. The Lebanese people endured the fascists whom Israel trained and supplied for over 20 years, endured Zionist invasions, and two American invasions. Lebanon has always been a bastion of freedom, democracy, and forward thinking. So this is where we tell the Bush administration that enough is enough. Yeah. 2 years of US carnage in Iraq, but in Palestine, it has been 57 years of apartheid, massacres, torture, land theft, and dispossession. The U.S. congratulated the butcher of Sabra and Shatil, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Jenin and Qibya, and Gaza and Rafah for being a man of peace. George W. Bush, you lost the war of credibility, the war of morality, the war of political persuasion, and you will soon lose your oil colonial project too. George W. Bush, your coalition of the willing has turned into the coalition of the bailing. The Philippines exited, Spain left, and now Italy, of whom you stupidly attempted to assassinate, its free journalist decided to leave you there too, to face the guerrillas alone. When these guerrillas look in the faces of US troops, they see years of sanctions. They see uranium-238, what you quaintly call as depleted uranium. They see Abu Ghraib, and they see the torture and the massive humiliation that you inflicted upon their people. George W. Bush, like the Israeli land and water thieves before you, like Herzl, Dayan, and Sharon, you may steal oil now, claim that you are defending democracy, but you lost the war. George W. Bush, you claim you are pro-life and freedom. You kill millions under sanctions, invade and occupy, but you lost the war. George W. Bush, you claim you have a global vision. You give corporations the right to pollute so that mercury rises right here in the state of California to 750% of its value. You send John Bolton as your chief representative to the United Nations, who wished upon its building in New York City the fate of the Twin Towers. Then you top it off by nominating Paul Wolfowitz, the butcher of Indonesia, the butcher of Central America and now Iraq, as your chief financier, but yet you lost the war. George W. Bush, you claim you're a compassionate religious conservative. You order your young soldiers to rape and molest in prisons and dark alleys so that you could collect information, but yet you lost the war. All money, corruption, and more, you lost the war. All money, corruption, and more, yet you lost the war. You lost the war. You lost the war. Oil, money, corruption, and war, yet you lost the war. George Bush, Ariel Sharon, you lost the war. George Bush, Ariel Sharon,
you lost the war.
George Bush, Ariel Sharon,
you lost the war.
George Bush, Ariel Sharon,
you lost the war.
Oil, money, corruption, and more,
you lost the war.
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 Thank you. Thank you very much, Iyad, and I see that there are many other contingents that are joining us as we gather here, and we knew people were going to come a little bit late today because of the threat of rain, which has held off so far. Yeah. Next, we want to welcome Mark Leno. Mark Leno is a state assembly person. He was the author in 2002, before the Iraq War began, of a resolution opposing that war. Please welcome Mark Leno.
Thank you all for being here. We got more buses coming by the minute. Welcome the folks from Willits and Ukiah. And thank all our friends from Labor who are here today. Labor, you are right. This war is wrong. This war is wrong criminally, spiritually, and economically. All war is wrong, but a war that is premeditated and preemptive and based on lies is sinful and criminal. And George Bush, you're the biggest criminal. George Bush keeps thinking he's hearing voices from above. The problem is, he can't tell up from down. And how is it that Arnold Schwarzenegger's best buddy, George Bush, has $500 billion or more to destroy Iraq, but he hasn't got $5 billion to save California? So for the 45 million Americans who don't have health insurance, end the war now. For the millions of American children living in poverty and who go to bed hungry every night, end the war now. And for the millions of seniors in this country who cannot afford their prescription drugs, end the war now. And for the tens of thousands of war-created orphans in Iraq, end the war now. And for the 100,000 or more Iraqis who have innocent Iraqis unnecessarily killed, end the war now. And for the 1,500 and now more growing Americans and who have died and their families who have suffered, end the war now. Thank you for being here. Be strong, vigilant, tenacious, and we will stop this war. Thank you.
Please help me welcome our next speaker, who is a longtime activist in the Bay Area and a great voice for justice, Coral Olunde, chairperson of BIAN.
From Iraq to the Philippines, we say end U.S. war now. BIAN USA is the extension of the Philippine national liberation struggle. We work right here in the belly of the bushes to expose the imperialist attacks on our country and around the world. We stand in unison with 136 organizations of the International League of People's Struggles, representing 33 different countries. And we join millions of people around the world to condemn the U.S. invasion and continued occupation of Iraq. 2 years after the illegal invasion and the imperialist occupation, we link arms tighter and we raise our fists higher in full international solidarity with the mighty, mighty people of Iraq. We are deeply inspired by the people, again proving, as it did in Vietnam 30 years ago, that U.S. imperialist war and occupation can be stopped in its hammer tracks by the most courageous resistance of the Iraqi people. The long-time U.S. plan to control the Iraqi oil economy and establish the unregulated use of Iraqi military bases by the United States has resulted in the massacre of more than 100,000 Iraqis, the massive destruction of their livelihoods, homes, water, and power infrastructures. We know that the purpose of the January 30th hurried election was to legitimize this war and to place another puppet government in place that will pass laws and policies that will flaunt a fake democracy and a fake liberation so they can flaunt that to the people of Iran and North Korea and other countries that are not yet under the control of full U.S. imperialists. Filipinos know that this is the same tired rhetoric we've heard for the past 106 years as the U.S. took the Philippines as one of its first colonies and to commit U.S. military atrocities and to establish the neo-colonial imperialist presence in our country, which has resulted in economic plunder and greed and continued social misery in my home country, Philippines. 2005 also marks the fourth year of renewed U.S. militarization in the Philippines, which was the second front in Bush's global war of terrorism launched on September 11, 2001. This is when President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, we call her the U.S. puppet who needs no strings, she voluntarily joins Bush's coalition of the killing as a major non-NATO ally. Over the last 4 years, U.S. military presence and activity in the Philippines has reached a peak. She has recently announced 28 joint Philippine-U.S. war exercises in 2005, which is in further violation of the Philippine Constitution and blatantly disrespects our national sovereignty. From the deepest islands of Sulu to Mindanao to Quezon Province, where 700 U.S. troops are deployed in continuing Balikatan exercises in southern Tagalog and central Luzon, the U.S. troops are preparing to sustain an indefinite presence in the Philippines. Just days ago, U.S.-trained armed forces of the Philippines and paramilitary squads murdered three beloved leaders of Bayan and Bayan Munaw Progressive Party lists using American-made weapons paid with our dollars. These murders are common and will be given further approval upon the passage of a national ID system in the Philippines and a terrorism bill that is meant to squash public dissent, just like the Patriot Act here. On March 7th, there was an assassination attempt on the life of an internationally known human rights lawyer, Romeo Capulong. Attorney Capulong is a United Nations judge and a key figure in the peace talks between the National Democratic Front of the Philippines and the Philippine government of the Republic of the Philippines, which has been blocked. These peace talks have been blocked by U.S. intervention. Judge Capulong is a Filipino pioneer in charging the government to comply with the Comprehensive Agreement on Human Rights and International Law and Geneva Conventions on International Standards of Civil War, which is 30 years now, a heated armed struggle in the Philippines. He has done significant work to defend the rights of Professor Jose Maria Sison after the U.S. listed him as an international terrorist. We know that Professor Sison is at home in the world among freedom fighters everywhere, and he was recently elected the chairperson of the International People's League of People's Struggles in the Netherlands. Biden USA demands the immediate removal of Sison from the terrorist listing. Biden USA calls on Filipinos living in the U.S. and all over the world to demand an end to all U.S. interventions and wars of aggression and redirecting the $80 billion in genocidal war funds towards a sustainable and progressive economy, the promotion of jobs that you can come home from alive, healthcare, education, housing and social rights, and the end to anti-worker bias, racism, gender discrimination, and other inhuman features of U.S. society. In closing, I just want to say that we know that the enemy just does not come at us as U.S. military troops. We know that the enemy is also adversaries that are among the Philippine left, and they attack the movement in many ways, and we know that they ultimately serve the purposes of the imperialists, and we stand to expose those forces. The people of the world must condemn this unjust plundering policies and acts of the U.S. We say U.S. troops and intervention out immediately from Iraq, the Philippines, Palestine, Afghanistan, Haiti, Korea, Iran, Syria, Nepal, Cuba, Venezuela, Colombia, Congo, and everywhere from Iraq to the Philippines. And U.S. for now and the Bush-Arroyo regime. Restart peace talks in the Philippines. Defend Professor Jose Maria Sison. Stop all imperialist wars of aggression. We say, Mabuhay! That means long live international solidarity.
Thank you.